Mornings on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is John Dick, and I'm here with community nutritionist Mary Jane Eason to discuss topics of healthy living, environmental issues, what's going on in our community, as well as other interesting things in this hour-long program. Every Friday morning on Wooden Spoons, we speak with guests on today's relevant issues, share nutritious recipes, and explore important topics with perspectives not found in mainstream media. Time right now is 8 a.m. and the temperature outside, which if this thing can load, I can get that. In the meantime, temperature is minus 7, so it's pretty nice out. I should also mention that this is our fun drive, so yeah, it's... Good morning, Mary Jane.
Good morning, John. Yes, it is fun drive. Once again, it's here. And wow, the time has gone by so quickly. So here we are again for this issue this morning, raising money to support community radio on CKUW 95.9 FM. And this unique station, located at the University of Winnipeg, is commercial-free and listener-driven. Every year, CKUW has to raise money to maintain the station, to do updates and repairs and whatever, is involved. And this station is really unique in that it provides opportunities for people who want to learn about radio and offer a program of their own. Once the application for the program is accepted, the person is offered training before delivering their program. The beauty of this station is that it provides people with opportunities to offer programs of their own and to receive training to do so. And this station is truly communal. And you're an example, John, of somebody who's got training, and there you are, a tech person.
Yeah, I would never have had this training if it wasn't for this show.
And so and what a godsend, because, years ago I used to do some teching, but I got away from it for a while during certain years. I don't know what happened. It's one of those things. And then everything had evolved to a different level, and I wasn't able to do it anymore. So it was over 25 years ago, actually, that Laura Steinman decided to make a proposal for us to have a radio program for Mary Jane's Cooking School, which was accepted. And it was also around this time when we could not decide upon a name, and we went to the downtown library. As we walked down the aisle, amazingly, a book fell from a shelf in front of us on its own volition. It just fell. And that was so amazing. We picked it up. We picked up the book, and we decided to borrow it. The book was titled Wooden Spoons, and that became the name for the program. Then my husband, Bruce, he suggested a theme song by David Brubeck titled Unsquare Dance, which continues to be played every Friday morning on Wooden Spoons. So at first, we had a half-hour program between 1:30 to 2 p.m., in the afternoon, and then another slot occupied by Matt Henderson became available. Laura quickly applied, and we got the time slot of 8 to 9 a.m. and have been offering Wooden Spoons ever since. And it's interesting, Matt Henderson has been in the newspapers quite a lot lately, and he has a position. I would have to look it up, but some sort of a school superintendent, but he's also, I've seen recent articles, and has very strong environmental values. So it's kind of neat to say, well, that used to be where Wooden Spoons is today, you know. So there are many people over the years have provided programs on CKUW. And there will be many more, so long as the station is able to raise money each year to continue being a radio that is community and listener-oriented. With your donation, there are many levels of giving, along with incentives. For example, at the $35 level, you can get a Friends Card, which offers discounts on designated businesses And at the $75 level, you can get a friend's card and an exclusive CKUW Fun Drive t-shirt made by a local artist. You can check it out on the CKUW webpage. So John and I look forward to hearing from you on today and February 13th and the 20th. So I just want to make a note to give thanks to Kathy for her donation of $60, and also to Laura for her donation of $125. Thank you so much for doing this, for donating to the station.
Yeah, thanks so much, you two. I just wanted to start by saying that our show, Wooden Spoons, offers something I believe is more important now than ever, and that's unbiased news. I think that world events have just become a lot more crazy in the last maybe 2 years or so, and I think we need a show now more than ever that takes an unbiased look at what's going on and how listeners can become part of the solution. We've had guests that talked about issues related to climate change, specifically harmful farming practices and unhealthy food items that may not be known to the general public. And other news sources are going to be run as a for-profit business, which will earn money by pushing a specific agenda. Our show's funded through donations from fans such as you listening, so please donate what you can and look forward to getting a shout-out. Should mention that there's also some prizes to get for donating, like, I don't know where that is now.
There's a list here.
Yeah, if you donate $125, you get a t-shirt and a toque and a gift card. $180 gets you a hoodie and a gift card. $220 gets you hoodie, one garment and card. $500 gets you, I think, a portable radio, courtesy of CKUW.
And at the lower levels, there's $35 for a friend's card. That's a real deal. Because that friend's card gets you, it gives you discounts at many certain designated businesses. I know one of them is Organic Planet because I had a friend's card there. And I know that friend's cards are quite popular. And then the $75 level is the Fun Drive t-shirt. And this is made by a local artist, an Aboriginal artist. And it's very, very unique. So we'd like to hear you calling into the station and pledging a donation to CKUW on Wooden Spoons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Do we want to have a song break now?
Why not?
All right.
Just a good time.
This is Cold Nights by Begonia. They're a local band from Winnipeg. You might have seen them at Folkfest or Harvest Moon.
There's no use in cutting me loose yet. I beg you, don't leave me behind. Some faces you must forget. But baby, please not mine. On a cold night, feel like I'm out of my own skin. Or my mind, a skeleton, some bones with nothing left inside, on a cold night. Just a little more. Made you stop the car. Got out while it was running. Followed me down the block, but still didn't see it coming. Used to only fight like this if I knew I'd win. If time heals the wounds you tend to, then right now, what's left? On a cold, cold night. Sometimes you draw back the curtains to let in just feel it on my face, and I forget I'm fried. Then you give me nothing, lose all emotion, forget the pain. I leave a track of tears behind me, stepping out.
And we're back. I should clarify, I think I said earlier that the Friends card was a gift card. It's actually more of a discount card that is partnered with local businesses. We got, like, you can get discounts to Organic Planet. You can get them from Dawn's Photo. Park Alley Bowling is a great spot to go bowling. Ida Bakery as well. Winnipeg Record and Tape Co. Osborne Tap House. We do lots of businesses. We're partnered with a lot of local businesses here. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a handy card to have. And as we were speaking of gift cards or discount cards, Indira, she's in Mexico right now, but she's going to be purchasing a discount card from CKOW, and this is another donation that hasn't come through yet. But again, I want to thank Kathy for her $60 donation, and also Laura for $125 donation. This is phenomenal, and I have to give credit to Kathy because this is the most unusual situation. She lives in Selkirk, Manitoba. Believe it or not, she does not get with the particular system she has. She cannot get to the station. She can't hear anything that goes on. Mm. Whereas Laura, who lives in Chilliwack, British Columbia, gets the station. So I don't understand that, how that works, but it seems so bizarre. But anyway, yeah, so we've been, you know, CKOW is an amazing station, and it's a worthwhile to support, because you won't see too many stations such as CKOW anywhere for the kinds of the philosophy that they have and the goals they have and how it is so very open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get so many diverse opinions and diverse aspects of things and diverse programs. For sure. That's another aspect of CKUW is the number of programs that are offered. And I'm just going to go... Okay, I'm just going to say that Every year, February is a special time for wooden spoons and other programs offered on CKOW. Because this is the time programmers come together to encourage listeners to support the unique station of CKOW, which provides commercial-free radio to the people of Winnipeg. So being commercial-free allows the station to have journalistic freedom, as you were just pointing out. And as a station, CKOW is not beholden to commercial interests, but supports the community. So anyone wanting to provide a program is encouraged to submit a proposal for their program ideas. Once the proposal is accepted, the program can be aired, provided there is a slot available. About 25 years ago, my friend Laura Steinman, who had a political and adventurous sphere, decided to apply for a program on CKOW, as I mentioned before. And her proposal was accepted, and we started with a half-hour slot in the afternoon. And later, as I said before, another slot opened up from 8 to 9 a.m. Laura expressed an interest at that time, interest in that time space, and we were not able to have our program early in the morning. Laura, who was studying theology, and we were able to have a program early in the morning. And Laura expressed an interest in that time space, and we were able to have the program. And then she was, at the time, Laura was studying at the University of Winnipeg, studying theology. And I did the teching, if you can imagine, which is not possible anymore. But when Laura left Winnipeg to join her husband in Chilliwack, BC, other co-hosts had joined me. So this just illustrates the openness of CQW to the community. And I remember a few of the co-hosts. One of them was Sagan Morrow, and she was with us for a while. And we had quite a few co-hosts over the years. And it's nice that you have been with us for so long, John. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks so much. I just want to add the same thing. CKUW has great volunteer opportunities for all kinds of people. I've been on the show for maybe 3 years. I first discovered CKUW when I was at Tom Bargain's, and I came across a flyer for it. I thought, hey, why not volunteer here? And I've been co-hosting a show every Friday since then with Mary Jane here. I've been learning a lot about what goes into running a radio show. CKUW has been very nice enough to let me volunteer with no prior radio experience. They've allowed me to grow in my skills and knowledge. I should also note that, like, as you mentioned before, Matt Henderson went on to become pretty successful and got his start at CKUW because the show just helps people become the best versions of themselves. I'm very grateful for CKW for allowing me these opportunities. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, those are very important features of the program, of the station, actually. And it's a very unique station in that way. And the station puts out a magazine that's called The Stylus. And if you have the magazine and get it, gives you an indication of how many different programs there are. And at the very, I'm just looking for that page right now. So there's like so many different programs. You can take your choice here. And there's some one-hour programs, and there's two-hour programs, and there's half-hour programs, and there's many, many programs here that I have not even listened to, but some of them I certainly do. And Fantastic Friday comes on every Friday morning, I think they're here for 2 hours before we are here, so that's quite amazing. They've been here as long as I can remember, so it's a very unique station, and it's very open to the public. It's very communal, and it's educational, because we learn a lot when we talk to other people. I know there are many types of programs being offered. Some of them are music-based programs, different types of music and jazz and so on. And then there's the spoken word. And so there's, you know, each one has a different perspective. So the spoken word is all about talking to people, interviewing people. And I have to say that I've had, you know, many guests on Wooden Spoons that I really appreciate the information that they offer. Perhaps we could have a bit of a musical break, and we're hoping, we're asking you to join us on CKOW this morning and donate to the program. And we look forward to hearing, we look forward to hearing the phone ring.
Yeah. This is Sun in an Empty Room by Weaker Thans. You're listening to Wooden Spoons on CKUW 95.9 FM. Time right now is 8:25, and we are currently in our fun drive. Remember to call in at 204-774-6877. You can also donate online at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
I want to thank Michael Welch for the donation. He just phoned in. And thank you, Michael. We're so happy to hear from you again. Michael has been on Wooden's, on the radio of CKUW for many years in different capacities, and we'll be talking about that too. So thank you, Michael. It's very nice to hear from you. You know, getting back to CKUW, you know, it is a unique station that allows people to provide programs that appeals to their interests and talent. And there is a wide range of programs airing on CKUW. And that certainly includes the music scene, which the magazine Stylist puts out, the latest one being September to December 2025. And giving a perspective of radical ideas and thoughts. And they're right up to date, too, because on Wooden Spoons, we are now sharing the program. We're alternating with another program, Dialogues, City Streets and Rural Roots, something like that. I have a hard time to get the title straight, with Marianne Sorelli and Kaylin Spain. And so this is a bit of a change, but this is quite a different approach, and it is working out very well. And you know, CKUW is a station that you can experiment, that allows for experimentation.
Yeah. Phone number 204-774-6877, or donate online, fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Yeah, we're looking forward to your pledges, so please call in at 204-774-6877. And again, thank you, Michael, for your donation, and thank you, Laura and Kathy, as well. We really appreciate that. Now, so as I was saying, there is a wide range of programs on CKUW, and a lot of it has to do with music, and then there's this allows a lot of perspectives of radical ideas and thoughts, and Stylist lists the various programs offered. And here are some of the examples of programs offered on CKUW, just some of the ideas, some of them. For the Freedom Principle, World Music, Radio Echo Shock, Fantastic Friday, which comes just on before us, Shades of Classic, Boots and Saddle, which is country music, Medicine Wheel of Music, Indigenous in Music, The Electric Chair. That's an odd, some very interesting names, I find.
Yeah.
And No Fixed Address. Sunny Road, which is roots music. Barking Dog. And children's programming, to mention some, and not to forget that from Monday through Friday, Democracy Now!, which is a syndicated program with Amy Goodman, brings information never to be found in mainstream media as she covers world affairs. My time listening to radio and CKUW has brought me a lot of information, which I really appreciate. I have also interviewed a few people on Wooden Spoons who had or have programs on CKUW, one of them being Michael Welch, who just phoned in. And he hosted a program, People of Interest, a morning news program, for more than 5 years. And in 2012, he hosted and produced the Global Research Hour. And another person that I had interviewed was Alden Weeb. That was way back in September 2021. His radio program is titled No Fixed Address and is based on his own experience of homelessness. So he speaks from experience, and you know, he was pulled out of that situation, but it was a very, very distressing, serious situation. And I won't go into the details, but he has a very popular show on CKOW. I happen to hear it, you know, just while I'm driving. That's when I like to listen to music. And then I hear about all the things that are happening. And he's an advocate for people that are homeless and people that have no money, and brings a humane touch to the way we think about ourselves.
Donate by calling 204-774-6877 or go online to fundrive.ckuw.ca. Yeah, I would like to comment again about like the wide variety of music, because if you listen to other FM stations in Winnipeg, you hear a lot of top 40, you hear a lot of kind of outdated music from 10 up years ago. CKUW likes to give lesser known local artists a chance to have their music heard, and I think that's something that I respect the station for a lot. Fantastic Friday does a good job playing reggae music, which you don't really see on any, you don't really hear on any other station in Winnipeg. And yeah, it gives you a chance to discover a new genre of music that you haven't heard before. So call up 204-774-6877, donate online, fundrive.ckuw.ca.
I think it might be a good time to have a piece of music.
All right, I can do that. This is Dead Hearts by Stars.
Everything that happened, tell me everything you saw.
They had lights inside their eyes. They had lights inside their eyes.
Did you see the closing window? Did you hear the slamming door?
They moved forward and my heart died. They moved forward and my heart died.
Please, please tell me what they looked like. Did they seem afraid of you?
They were kids that I once knew. They were kids that I once knew.
I can say it, but you won't believe me. You say you do, but you don't deceive me. It's hard to know they're out there. It's hard to know that you still care. I can say it, but you won't believe me. You say you do, but you don't deceive me. Dead hearts are everywhere. Dead hearts are everywhere. Did you touch them? Did you hold them? Did they follow you to town?
They make me
too clearly. Did they seem too real to you?
They were kids that I once knew. They were kids that I once knew.
I can say it, but you won't believe me. You say you do, but you don't deceive me. It's hard to know they're out there. It's hard to know that you still care. I can say it, but you won't believe me. You say you do, but you don't deceive me. Dead hearts are everywhere. Dead hearts are everywhere. I can say it, but you won't believe me. You say you do, but you don't deceive me. It's hard to know that I'm there. It's hard to know that you still care. I can say it, but you won't believe me. You say you do, but you don't deceive me. Dead hearts are everywhere. Dead hearts are everywhere.
Well, here we are again. So, this is Wooden Spoons, and this is CKOW 95.9 FM, and we are hoping to hear from listeners, maybe not now, but a little bit later, whenever you have the chance, to phone into the station and make a donation to the station, 204-774-6877. Or you can donate online by emailing fundrive.ckuw.ca. So this is a very, CKOW is a very important station because of its openness to the community, because of its wide breadth of programming, amazing musical selections. There is something for everyone, I think, on CKOW. And it also is not closed. It is open to the public, and that is, you would never find that situation on any of the other stations. And you'd have much more ability to express different ideas. There is an openness, and sometimes there's radical thoughts, radical ideas, sometimes not so radical, but that's the nature of the station. A variety of music, a variety of topics to discuss.
Yeah. Call in by 204-774-6877 or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate. I should mention that our show does give people from all over Canada and all over the world a chance to share their stories and perspectives from where they're from. And this does give us a better perspectives of the topics that our guests discuss on the show. It's good, for example, to hear about the Israel-Palestine conflict from someone who's lived through it and experienced the effects of the events that have occurred there. Important to get these perspectives and allow people from all over the world to share those perspectives and inform listeners. All of our guests are usually pretty knowledgeable people. They are experts in their field and always willing to take time to inform our listeners about these important topics. They can be nutritionists who inform us about healthy foods and lifestyle, to economists who speculate about the current nature of where our economy is heading and what that means for all the listeners. I should also emphasize that all this information is unbiased because, again, we're not for profit. We don't push an agenda. We rely on donations from people like you, which once again, call in at 204-774-6877 or do it online at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Yeah, as you were saying, John, there is something for everybody on CKUW radio, community radio. And there is an element of addressing issues that would not be covered by other stations due to protocols involving sponsors. So this allows people who provide interviews-based programs a wide range of options on CKUW. For as an example, last week, we watched a program on CJOB that addressed the topic of, this is what I saw myself, my husband and I, a topic of harm being caused by vaccines for some people. These people became seriously disabled. Now, I was quite surprised at seeing that. This could never happen on the CBC. It seems that information was opening up and people were becoming more tolerant, because I'd never heard this kind of programming happen. I recall attending the National Citizens Inquiry during the COVID years, which traveled to every major city across Canada. The speakers included professionals and ordinary citizens who talked about their experience of being harmed by the vaccine. They were vetted and they shared their stories. Now, we're not saying the vaccine is harmful. We're saying that some people are harmed by the vaccines, and there were people that were able to share their stories. So the CBC showed up, and we were at a space, and anyway, the CBC showed up. I can't remember the location where we had this inquiry taking place, but And they covered it on the radio, but then it suddenly was cut off. There was no further commentary, and they fell into line with the mainstream media. I had the opportunity to interview a number of people who testified at the inquiry and learned about their experiences. One of them was a police officer who became demoted for not taking the vaccine. One was a person who was not a minister, but he spoke words of encouragement to the people of Steinbach, who to strengthen them in their isolation, because there was nothing worse than that time of everybody being isolated from each other. So everyone were in their cars, and they didn't mingle, came in close contact at all. And however, the preacher was arrested. The RCMP arrived. The preacher, who was not even a preacher, was arrested and thrown into prison, which was a dark room with no windows. He was traumatized. Friends bailed him out, and then he left the province. I was hoping to be able to interview him, but he left the province. I spoke to him while he was, you know, at the place where we were hearing his talk. But and then while he and some of the people attending his talk were arrested, people in Winnipeg had no problems at all. They were shopping at Walmart and no arrests there. So it just shows you how bizarre the whole situation was. So controversial topics are challenging but necessary. It becomes part of the learning curve. CQW has many spoken word programs providing information that would not be heard in the mainstream media. So I think it's nice to have a little pitch for, encourage people to phone in.
For sure, 204-774-6877.
Or you can do it online. And by emailing fundrive.cqw.ca. Perhaps we can have a song, and we hope to hear from you soon.
For sure. This is Dreams Tonight by Alvays. Band is Alvvays. Song is Dreams Tonight.
Live you.
Okay. Well, we were just following up on what I want to thank Michael Welch for his donation, and Kathy Goche, and Lawrence Diamond for their generous donations to CKW 95.9 on our program, Wooden Spoons. And I'm just wanting, just continuing with some of the experiences being for the spoken word program, which is our program on and I guess Marianne Sorelli and Kaylin Spain, those are also spoken word programs.
Yeah, it's also a talk show.
Yeah, so anyway, I think some of our guests that we've had have made a significant contribution to understanding the conflict between the Israeli government and the Palestinians. This is just one area. And Harold Schuster from Independent Jewish Voices has been providing information on Wooden Spoons every month about the genocide being perpetrated by the present Israeli government. The same government that is supported by President Donald Trump and other Western countries such as Canada. If it weren't for the many Palestinian rallies throughout the city, no one would understand the issues. Both Harold Schuster and his friend, Hossein Omar Shoker, have been instrumental in getting us to understand what is happening in the Middle East. So I think this is one of the values of talking to people that are informed and have an interest in certain subjects and have also knowledge of certain subjects to be able to interview them. And this is how we learn so much. And I appreciate all that I learn from other people. Both Harold and his Palestinian friend Hossein Omar Shoker were speakers at the rallies for the Palestinians, supporting the Palestinians, and they also joined us in Wooden Spoons. They were gems. They are just a few examples of the importance of having a radio station that it addresses these difficult issues with knowledge and fairness. So this is the right time to call CKUW 95.9 FM. So phone in at 204-774-6877. Or just go online. What is the fundrive.cqw.ca?
Yeah, I can put on another song. This is Archie Marry Me by Always.
And we hope we're waiting to listen from you and expecting more calls to come in next week when my list reaches people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, there are different pledge levels for the station, and one of them is the Friends card or discount card, which you can use at different locations that are identified. And so this is a very handy card to have. And I know that it's always helpful to have some discount when you're buying things, and especially if it's in your neighborhood. And
into the music, old gold vintage vinyl, just to name a few. King Cobb Market Pub.
Those are where you can use your...
Yeah, this is where the Friends, Frenchies Records and Coffee, Time Cafe and Books. There's lots of places here that you can use this for.
Yeah, and I think Tom Bargains was mentioned as well.
I don't know if they're on the Friends card. That's just where I was when I discovered the station.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. It is good to have that little bit of information, flyers around. And I just want to comment on the T-shirt, because it's been designed by Natalie Mark, a local Winnipeg Treaty 1 illustrator and cartoonist. And my sister was talking to me about that T-shirt. She really, really would like to get it. And so I encouraged her to go for it. I'm not sure, she's afraid that she might get the wrong size, but because she's quite small. But anyway, it's she has very artistic eye, and she was very attracted to that T-shirt. So I just want to say that it has a pink kind of color, sort of mauve-ish pink, I believe, with some artistic designs on it. Is quite unique, actually, because every year CKOW comes out with different T-shirts, which are good incentives that can be used on Fund Drive. So again, I want to thank the people that donated this morning. Thank you, Kathy and Laura and Michael. And I'm expecting to hear more from other people. I got my list sent very late in the game, but we will be back next week with for Fund Drive, and look forward to continuing our program with on air, trying to, with in support of the station. So I just think this is a very unique station, and it has a history. It goes back a long time, and there's a lot of people that have come and gone, and it would be interesting to even have a list of all those people. I have some.
Yeah, it's hard to remember who's all been on the show over the past year. Yeah. There's been a lot of people.
How long have you been on? You said 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that I've stuck with it this long, I guess. I don't usually stick to commitments this long, but...
That's interesting. And I think you have some aspirations about having your own program.
Yeah, I did. I think that... Just because it is a lot of work to have your own program, I'm not quite there yet, but I think I'm getting there.
Well, I'm sure you will be, because I'm sure you're making strides forward. And, you know, that's another issue that you just mentioned. There is a lot of work in having a program. Mm-hmm. You have to be, you can't just not have it. You have to be there every week. And people that do offer programs are people that have commitment and have a value system that makes it important to them to be able to offer a program.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is something that is characteristic of the station. It is it offers opportunities for people who want to have a say and share their knowledge and learn about other things and promote the kinds of things they like to see in this world. Or in the music scene, there's all sorts of music. Like Keith, I think his name, what's his name? I listen to his jazz music.
Mm.
And I like listening to music when I'm driving. And it was classical music. He was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And he talks about all the different all the musicians and so on. So it's always a pleasure. So I think we're almost at the end of our program, and I want to thank everybody for their donations.
Yeah, for sure. Number to call, 204-774-6877 or fundrive.ckw.ca. You've been listening to Wooden Spoon, sponsored by Mary Jane's Cooking School on CKUW 95.9 FM. For a podcast, please go to ckuw.ca, type Wooden Spoons in the search bar, and she'll be up in just a few hours. Till next time, this is John Dick and Mary Jane Eason saying bye for now, and thanks for listening. And I should also mention that a $35 donation gets you a friend's card, $75 gets you a t-shirt, $95 gets you a